Hey mothers, hello and welcome back to another episode of 12 Years Later. It is I, your host, Shakira. Wow, I haven't talked to you guys in such a long time. It's been like, what, 2 months? I know. The last time I recorded was either the end of last year or the top of this year, but either way, it's been too damn long. I have so much to talk about with you guys. I have so much to catch you all up on. And I want to start off with talking about, you know, where I've been. So, every week, every day, I make a list of things to do. You know, things that I have to take care of, things that I have to handle. And on every list, I have record. Like, I have record on my list. And I never get to it, and I can admit that it was a little bit of procrastination, but a lot of it just came from, like, a few realizations that I had with myself. One, I felt like I was putting too much pressure on myself to, like, record when, for one, it's just me, and I have a lot of other things going on besides the fact that I have to record, and two, podcasting is not as easy as I thought. Like, when I first had the idea to podcast, I just knew that I wanted to talk. Like, I knew that I just wanted to get things off my chest and talk to moms out there so that they can, you know that they aren't alone. But once I got into it, I'm like, okay, this is a lot, because my episodes are based off of, like, my experiences with my children and the things that I go through on a daily. That's what I base my episodes off of now. So, realizing when I first started, I'm like, okay, I want to record every Sunday, every week. That was my plan. And then I realized, like, I don't have, like, sometimes my weeks weren't, like, eventful, so I wouldn't have much to talk about. So I'm like, okay, I had to realize, all right, let me pull back a little bit. I don't have to record every week. But then it came a time where it's like, you know, I wanted to incorporate guests on my show, and I still do. But when it came time for that, I'm like, I don't have a studio. Like, as you can, well, when I put this clip up, y'all gonna see, like, I'm recording on my couch right now. Like, I record in different places in my house. And so, not that I can't bring people to my house, but I didn't want to. So it's like, okay, now I have to find locations, and I have to find places where I can record with people. So that was a whole nother thing, because you got to find the places, you got to pay for the time and the space. So it's just like a lot that goes into podcasting. So outside of, you know, aside from everything that I have going on, that is why I've been on such a hiatus from putting episodes out. And so, yeah, that's where I've been. Like, I'm going to obviously update you guys on everything else, but that is why I haven't, you know, been as consistent as I would like to with my podcast and with 12 Years Later. Like, it's really a lot of work, and I didn't want to continuously pressure myself to do all the work. Like, it's going to get done regardless, but I just didn't want to continuously pressure myself. As far as everything else, therapy, I love my therapist. And it's so crazy, because when I made my outline the other day, I hadn't talked to her in like 3 weeks, and I was going to let you guys know that, but I actually just talked to her last night, and it felt so good to catch back up with her. Therapy is something that I want to be more consistent with, but I hadn't talked to her in 3 weeks, because we were trying to, like, she had transferred over to another platform where they take insurance, whereas the one that I found her on, they don't. So we was trying to get that situated and, you know, see if they took my insurance or, you know, her credentials cleared. And that's why I hadn't talked to her. And when I called them, her credentials hadn't cleared. And I just was like, you know, I need to talk to her. So I just paid the tab. Like, I just paid the money. And it was what it was. And I was so ecstatic, like, to talk to her, because I just feel like, I just feel all these shifts within myself, and I guess I can tap into that before I go into other things. Like, I just feel like all these shifts within myself, and it just feels positive shifts, let me say that. And it just feels scary, like, going into the unknown. Like, not knowing what you're about to get into, but just knowing that it's for the better. It's things that I've prayed for, things that I've wanted that's now coming to fruition, that's happening, and it's like fucking petrifying. Like, it's so petrifying, but it's like you can't constantly pray for something and then be scared when it falls on your lap. And that's what I told myself today, because I've been constantly having this feeling to the point where I was like legit, like just in my thoughts on Easter, and I was like crying, because it's just like, it's fulfilling, but it's frightening at the same time. And I was talking to my therapist about that last night, and it was a great session. If you know, I'm an advocate for therapy. I advocate for everybody to go to therapy. If you did not find a therapist yet, I highly suggest that you do, because I love mine and I wouldn't trade her for the world. I think, I don't know if I talked about it in the last episode, but she told me, like, you know, you can find someone else until I'm like, no, I'm not finding nobody else. I'm waiting for you. And that's what I did. As far as everything else, I had work. So work has been work. Like, y'all know that I had started a new position. I'm a supervisor now. I feel like, did I talk about that? That's how long ago I recorded. I don't even remember if I told y'all that I got promoted. But yeah, I got promoted and I'm a supervisor now. And not too long ago, I was just super overwhelmed, and I was feeling like I missed the times when I was only responsible for myself. Like, I go to work and I'm responsible for multiple people, making sure they do their job, making sure, you know, if they need help, they get it and things like that. And then I come home and I'm responsible for my children. And then I'm responsible for, you know, my household. I'm responsible for my business. And it's just like a lot. Like, I was super overwhelmed with dealing with all that. But everything, you know, at the end of the day, I want everybody to know that Glorilla did not make that up. Like, I don't know if people know that, but it really came from, like, somebody told a story that they crackhead uncle said this. And it's like, at the end of the day, that they got it in. And that's just how I feel. But even with all that, like, happening, I just was feeling like, and I feel like social media plays, like, a major part in this, because I've been feeling like I'm not doing enough. Like, do y'all feel like that? Like, you could be doing the most. Like, you could be handling your job at work, you could be handling your job as a mom, you could be handling your job with your business, whatever you got going on, and you could still feel like you're not doing enough. And I feel like Instagram plays a major part in it. Like, not even comparing myself to, like, other people or what they got going on, because I know that the shit that's online, that shit is really a facade. But I just be feeling like, and this goes, ties back into what I was saying in the beginning, it's just so much pressure that I put on myself to just be better than I was already, without even giving myself grace or just like basking in what I have going on right now. There is, before I go into that, I haven't talked to y'all since before my birthday, so happy belated birthday to me. I turned 34, and I feel like a lot of the ways I've been feeling, like, as far as like these shifts within myself, evolving as a woman, you know, just becoming a better person, a better mother altogether, I feel like I tapped into a lot of this when I turned 34. I had a realization when I turned 34, like, damn, this is a serious age. Like, I gotta get my shit together. Like, this is a really, really, like, big age. Like, I'll be 35 next year. That's fucking insane. Like, that's halfway to 40. Like, whoa. Shit just got real, real fast. But I feel like that's when I started, like, really having all these realizations. We are at the top of a retrograde right now. It started yesterday. We were in a pre-shadow period for, like, 2 weeks or so, I think. And every time a retrograde come around, I just be like, oh my God. But I've just been trying to, like, go into this one, like, being optimistic with all positive thoughts. Yesterday, one, it was retrograde one, me zero. But, you know, I lived to fight another day. And so I'm just wishing that this one, this retrograde, brings me all the clarity that I need. Like, all the clarity that I that I've been asking for, all the clarity that I need. I feel like, and I literally like feel it, which is that's what scared me the most. Like I can literally like feel it, like within my body, like within my soul. Like I just feel the shift. Like I just feel it all, and I feel like by the end of this retrograde, everything is going to make sense. I'm looking at my outline. I guess we could talk about my children now. Update you on my kids and how they've been doing. Cade is getting too big too fast. Like I legit can't believe that he'll be 3 this year. Like 3 years old. That's crazy to me. Like I feel like I just pushed him out. I just had him like he just was a baby, and it's just like where the heck did time go? The little boy is talking so much. He talks nonstop. I call him bae all the time, but I know kids can't quote unquote be bae, but he is active. Okay, he does a lot. He says a lot. But I'm just literally like enjoying it all because to touch bases on the whole 12 years later thing. It's a lot that I don't remember from when Shay was K's age. And so I'm just really like appreciating these memories that I have with my son right now. Like I'm just looking at he has like a little workout station right here, and I just realized that he took the screws out of one of the parts, so it's just like crooked. It you just gotta appreciate little shit like that. Like I'm just appreciating this time. I'm appreciating watching him grow, become like his own person, his personality. And I think I wrote it was on my other outline, but I'm glad I said that because his personality is so hilarious. Like me and his dad took him to the playground on one of the first nice days that we had, and it was so crowded. We was at Clark Park, and it was so crowded, families, kids, it just was so many people there. And he is the type of person that don't like he's most comfortable in his home. He's most comfortable with us, me, his dad, and Shay. And when we got to that park and we got to the kids' side of the playground, he did not want me to put him down. He cried. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, you don't want to play? Like, you don't? He like, no. I'm like, you want to leave? He said, yeah. So I'm like, I'm just like, all right, if he want to leave, like, we out. Like, I don't care. But his dad was like, no, like, we can't keep doing that. They ain't going to keep acting like this. So I'm like, all right. So I said, son, come on. Let's, get on my back. Let's talk about it. So put him on my back and we walking back to the playground. And he was like, I'm scared. He say, I care. Like, that's how he say, I'm scared. He say, I care. And I'm like, you don't, I say, you scared? I said, you don't have to be scared. I said, just pretend that it's me, you, and your dad. I'm like, say, forget these people. And he said, forget these people. So when we got back to the playground, I put him in the swings and he whined a little bit. But once we started like pushing him, he loosened up. We took him out the swing eventually. Then he started like sliding down the slide. He loosened all the way up. He didn't even want to leave at one point. Well, he didn't want to leave when it was time to leave, but I took him to get ice cream after that. And it just was so interesting to me seeing like how he was acting, like, and then like not knowing why he was acting like that, and then to find out it was because he was scared. It just is like, wow. Like he acts like I feel like he gets this from his dad because his dad is kind of like reserved and he doesn't like open up unless he really, really knows you. But he acts like this in school. Like in school, he's so quiet. They think that he's an angel. They be like, oh, does he have a wild side? And it's just like, yo, he really only acts like this with people that he's comfortable with. And you gotta respect it because you can't be getting loose around everybody. He had, well, before I get into that, he is obsessed with like the stars and the moon. Like when it's night, even when it's not nighttime, he be asking to see the stars and the moon or saying where they at. And when it's nighttime, he'd be so excited to see the stars and the moon. And it's so interesting because when Shay was his age, she was obsessed with the stars and the moon. And this is because one night rather, she was sitting outside with my aunt, and my aunt was showing her like, look, there go the stars, there go the moon. So every night after that, she just wanted to see the stars and the moon, like she was obsessed. And it's just so ironic that Cade's obsession is the same as Shay's when she was the same age as him. It's just like one of those fulfilling moments as a parent. Oh, speaking back to backtrack on Kay's personality. He took class pictures and we had a conversation. We had a conversation. We was in my car and he was in his chair. He was in his car seat. excuse me. And I said, son, how you gonna smile in your pictures? And he did this little fake smile. So I was kind of like hopeful, like, okay. But in the back of my mind, I just knew, like, he was going to have this blank ass stare in his class pictures. And sure enough, when he came home, this the pictures were so funny. I just found it hilarious. Like, because I knew he was going to, I just knew that that was going to be the outcome. And of course, I ordered them. Like, of course I did. I didn't order all of them, but I ordered my favorite ones. Yes, I did. Outside of that, he had, onto the bad news, he had pink eye. Maybe like, I want to say like 2-3 weeks ago, he had pink eye. And he came home one Sunday from my grandma's house with it. And, you know, that was the whole thing. Had to, he didn't go to the doctor. They just prescribed him eye drops. And, you know, within time, it went away. He was home from school for that whole week. And they said that after 24 hours, I didn't know this, but after 24 hours of taking the eye drops, you could, it's like not contagious anymore. But I didn't feel comfortable, like, sending him to school. Like, y'all not about to be trying to, like, exclude my son because he got pink eye, even though he, quote, unquote, not contagious anymore. Like, no. So he stayed home the whole week with his dad, and, you know, that was cool. But then, 2 weeks, I just had pink eye, what, like, last week or so. I woke up, my eye was on crust. Like, it was red. And at first, I thought it was my contacts. So I took them out and put my glasses on. That's why I got these corny-ass glasses on. I cannot wait to get some new frames, okay? I actually, my other frames are in the process of getting fixed. That's why I got these corny glasses on. But yeah, so I had to get my own eye drops and that whole thing. I was out of work for 2 days. But, you know, I don't feel like my pink eye came from K. I really don't know where it came from, but, you know, it probably did, probably didn't, whatever. It's over and done with. Both of our pink eyes is going. On to my daughter. Ashay will be 15 next month. I'm gonna have a 15-year-old. That's fucking insane. Like, it's so insane. I can't believe it. Like, 15 years old is crazy. Like, I just be looking at old pictures, and she just sent me an old TikTok that she made that her sister sent her, and it was all these old TikToks of her when she was like 6 years old. And this, she's talking about, this is embarrassing, but it was so funny. And it was so, I'm like, oh my God, like, I remember when you was this age. Like, time really does not wait, and you will realize that when you have children. Like, time flies. Like, I can't believe my daughter is about to be 15 years old. That's just insane. She's a freaking birthday freak. Like, she's one of them people who, like, her birthday is May 8th. On May 9th, she's planning her next year's birthday. Like, she's one of them. And she reminds me of my cousin, my little cousin, Lauren. Lauren was the same way about her birthday for as long as I can remember. And it's so funny seeing Shay like that. Like, I'm not, I guess the older I get, the more I care about my birthday. But at that age, I know when I turned 13, my mom threw me a surprise sleepover at the hotel. I don't really remember 14, 15, 16. I had a sweet 16, but I wasn't really one of the ones that cared about my birthday, especially in my 20s. Like, I didn't care about my birthday. It just was like another day to me. But the older I get, the more I care about my birthday. So it's just so interesting seeing Shay like, here, like, mom, my birthday is in like 59 days. Like, she be one of them. It just be like, girl, calm down. And then she changed her birthday plans 100 times. And it just be like, just plan something and let me know so I can pay the money. Because that's all, you know. So that's what it is. She got, y'all knew the whole thing with her, like, not liking her high school and all that stuff. She's still there. But she did get an offer to another school that we declined. And she actually declined with me. I feel like I'm just, this is between us. Like, even if she said she wanted to go there, I wasn't letting her. Like, the school was not a good school. It wasn't in a good area. So it just was like, no. Like, no, but I did, she kept, like, hounding me, like, to go to a new school, and I'm like, sis, at the end of the day, the school offer that she got was, like, from when I first applied for schools for her, but I told her, like, you want to go to a new school so bad, so here's the plan. Like, I did what I had to do as your mom to make sure you got into a good school. Like, I did that. I handled my business. So if you want to go to a new school, then you got to handle business on your own, which means you have to find a school, research it, bring me back information telling me why I should even waste my time and apply for you to go to this school, and then we could talk about something. Of course, I ain't getting no information yet. So there's that. Kay got a big boy run. If you know me, then you know that I've been so, like, hyped to give my son, like, to decorate his room, like, since before he was born. But I just decorated his room in February. He got a big boy bed. He already had a TV in his room, but he got, like, you know, wall decor. He got a little sheet set. He got a carpet. He got, like, he gets, like, a whole room makeover. And it was probably one of the best, worst decisions I could have made, like, because now he'll pop up in my room in the middle of the night. Let me mind you, Kay was already sleeping alone. Kay's been sleeping alone since he was 6 months. Like, he was sleeping in between me and his dad, and I'm like, yo, I need my bed back, I need my space back. You got rolling, boo. So he started sleeping on his own when he was 6 months, but now it's like, okay, obviously he could walk, he could talk, all that. So he climbs out of his bed in the middle of the night and he comes in my room 5 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, mommy. And they'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, son, you got to go to bed. Like, no, he hasn't done it in a while. But I said, maybe this wasn't a good idea getting him a new bed. Like, I don't know. He knows, Kay is very smart. He's so smart. He knows how to open his door. So the other morning, he was in his bed, asleep. Or I thought he was. And I know that I didn't close my door all the way. I had a crack. But I rolled over. It was 8:30 in the morning. I don't know if I said that. I rolled over and the door was wide open. And I'm like, I popped up because I'm like, what the fuck? I know I didn't leave that open like that. And I turn and he's on the side of my bed like, look, mommy, showing me the damn picture from his, the pictures he just took. And I'm like, he scared me half to death. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. Like, the big boy room is cute, but the we got to get the sleep. We got to get the, son, you got to get, we got to get this in order. Like, this kid, you can't keep scaring me popping up in my room like that. That's pretty much the whole catch up with my kids. I feel like, I know back when I first started this, one of the main topics that I talked about was having support when it came to my children, or when it came to my son, rather. And when Kay was a baby, we didn't have, like, babysitters. It just was, like, it was rough. It was very rough. And now, oh, he be going every weekend. My grandmom get him every weekend, or if he not with my grandmom, he's with his nanny, which is his dad's mom. And my grandma was always super active. Like, she was the only person to get my son, for real, for real. But now, they be tussling over him. Like, if he with my grandmom, his nanny is mad. If he with his nanny, my grandma mad. Like, they be upset when he don't come with them. So, it just feels good to have that support now. And I know people told me this, like, oh, when he get older, he gonna be going all the time. And it's just like, at that time, I wasn't trying to hear that. Like, when he was a baby, I feel like that's when I needed support the most. And not having it put me into postpartum depression. Like, it just was a lot. And so I'm super thankful, super grateful for my grandma, and I'm super grateful for his nanny. Because when my son go, like, when he go with them, I'm not even hyped to go outside. Like, I just be in the house chilling. And Shay always going. She either with her best friend or, I don't know why you're not going to. Oh, sorry, y'all. Somebody was knocking on my neighbor door. But, yeah, Shay was always going since she was a baby. So, that was never the issue. But now when Kay's going, it's just like, I be bored as hell. Sometimes I be wishing he was here. But I be appreciating the space. And I know I talked about this on Instagram, and I know my cousin and my best friend was like, shit, I don't be missing my kids. Like, I'm not, like, I'm still attached to my son, so he can't be gone for too long. Like, none of it. Like, he gotta be home soon, okay? While I appreciate my space, he's still like, no, I still be missing my son. I'd be missing my kids. I'd be bored without them. Sorry, y'all. I'm looking on my outline. Let's see. This is when I make these outlines. Oh, one thing I didn't talk about with me, I had a to talk about Liquid Gold has been life changing. When I first started selling oils, that didn't, like, the first time it didn't go too well. So this time I wasn't really expecting too much. Like, I just was expecting a little bit of support, but not as much as I've been receiving. Like, I didn't expect my brand to grow as much as it has. And I guess that was a little bit of self-doubt, but Liquid Gold has been, like, it's been doing great. Like, I had I vended at Rinse Do. Rinse Do is an event that takes place here, I believe, every month or so. And it's so crazy because for years, when I first found out about it, it's like an open mic and, you know, you could perform there and things like that. And it's like a live band and stuff. It's really dope. And when I first found out about it, I always wanted to go, but I never made it. And so I found it so ironic that my first time going was to vend Liquid Gold. Like, I got asked to vend there, and I, of course, said yes. And it was a great turnout. Shout out to Karima, my girl. I love you down. Like, she automatically bought a ticket to come and help me set up, and she stayed the whole time and helped me work my table. That's my girl for life, okay? For life and after. But vending at Rinse Do was, you know, super dope. It was a super amazing experience. Shout out to Bino and shout out to Rick for allowing me the opportunity to do so. And yeah, so I feel like that's everything with me and my children. Easter just passed. And y'all know how I feel about the holidays. I still feel like they're a scam. I'm going to die on that hill. But this year was no different. Like, especially with Easter. Easter is my least favorite holiday. And I had no intentions on making my kids a basket. Like, I be struggling with deep down in my soul, I don't want to celebrate the holidays, but I struggle with the fact that I feel like my kids are going to feel excluded or left out if I don't. So that's what makes me continuously celebrate these holidays, especially because Shay is getting older, so I know she don't really care as much. But especially with Kate, because I don't want him to be robbed of any experiences. But it's just like, I just really be stuck between a rock and a hard place. So this year, I didn't have plans on making baskets, to be honest. And then one day we were in Target and Shay was like, "Mom," she was picking up candy and she was like, "Mom, when you make my basket, can you put this stuff in there?" And I'm like, "Basket? Like, you want a basket? Like, why you want a basket?" I'm like, "You about to be 15 years old." And she like, "You ain't gotta make me no basket. Like, just get this stuff for me and put it in the bag." So I knew, like, she really wanted a basket. And it's not the fact that she's about to be 15. Like, don't get me wrong, because I love the fact that my daughter still is, like, you know, that she still acts like a little girl sometimes. Like, she's maturing, but I still love the fact that she likes these things. So when she said that, I was like, now I gotta make my kids a basket. So the day before Easter, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off outside with everybody else. Lines was crazy. The dollar store line was ridiculous. Like, but I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, making my kids a basket. If you follow me, then, you know, I posted a video on Instagram. And my kids love their baskets. Like, Kate, I got a video of him opening up the stuff in his basket. Like, opening his basket. He was so excited. And I had a few eggs that was like left over for that didn't go in their baskets, and I just put some candy in them and I hid them around the house. And when he came home, I'm like, "Hey, you gotta find the eggs." And he was, you know, he went around the house finding the eggs and he was so excited, like, we gotta find another egg. And I'm just like, oh man, like, this is the shit I be talking about. Like, this is the reasons why I can't, like, not celebrate holidays as bad as I don't want to. So it's just one of those things where I gotta bite the bullet and continue to celebrate these holidays for my children. Overall, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for how my life is right now. Like, I'm grateful for my kids. When it comes to my kids, I'm super grateful for their bond. Like, you would not think that they are 12 years apart because of how close they are. One of the things that I talked about on Twitter maybe a few days ago, last week or so, this might be small or minor to you, to some, but it's major to me. Like, I'm so grateful to have a car. Like, I'm so grateful to have a car. Just to be able to take my kids where they have to go, like, to get them from point A to point B, to go to the market. And I feel like I talked about this before, but I just had, like, another, like, moment. I was taking Kay to school one day, and I just was like, yo, I'm so grateful that I could just walk outside my house and put my son in his car seat and take him to school. Because I remember times where I used to have to walk out my house and walk to a bus stop and then get off that bus and then wait for the trolley and then get on the trolley and then go catch the trolley. Like, it just was a lot. Like, I remember a lot of that with Shay. Me and Shay was heavy on SETA. And so I'm just thankful that I'm grateful that I don't, you know, my son doesn't, he don't even know, like, he knows what a bus is. He knows all about transportation, but he never been on SETA. And a part of me wants to, like, take him on the trolley or the bus so he can experience it, just because he loves, like, the bus and stuff like that. But I'm just grateful that I don't have to. Like, I'm just grateful for my car. I'm just grateful for my growth as a mom. Like, I had posted pictures from when I was pregnant with Kate. It was, like, this thing on Instagram. And somebody asked, like, post a picture when you was pregnant with Shay. And I bust out laughing because, one, I don't have that many pictures when I was pregnant with Shay. Like, I have a block from off the top of my memory. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Got about 4 pictures that I can remember from when I was pregnant with Shay. It's crazy. Because when I was pregnant with my son, all I did was take pictures. I got pictures galore. And it's just like, being a young mom versus being a mom, like, as a woman, is like, as this evolved woman that's still evolving as a woman, as a mom, it's just like, whoo, child, the growth. I have, let me see, hold up. Oh, I just wanted to talk about one last thing that's not even on my outline, but I just, you know, want to tie this all up. To just talk about, like, fear. And how fear can legit hinder you, block you from some of your biggest blessings. Like, to go back to what I talked about in the beginning, my girlfriend just said this to me, but it's the God's honest truth. Like, fear and faith cannot coexist. Like, you cannot have faith and you cannot have fear at the same, you can't be fearful at the same time. So moving forward, like, whatever experience with me and this healing journey that I'm on, I'm just filled with so much faith. Like, I'm just filled with faith and knowing that everything is going to be okay. All of my blessings are going to roll in for me. And I want you guys to feel the same. Dang, this episode went faster than I expected it to. I thought I was going to be talking for an hour. And I feel like, I know when I start recording, I'm like, dang, I should talk about that. But it's cool. I'll talk about it in the next episode. I have some topics right here that I'm going to post on Instagram, get you guys' feedback. And your answers, and then we could talk about them on here. But I think, oh wait, before I go, can y'all see my shirt? Can y'all see my shirt? It says, "Hey Mothers." I got on a Hey Mothers shirt that I got made. I should I'll put her at name in the bio when I drop this episode. But shout out to my girl that made my shirts. I was struggling to find somebody to make my shirts for so long. If you know me, when I start a new business venture, one of the first things I do is get merch. Like, I get shirts and I get hoodies. And for so long, I could not find someone to make me merch. And then shout out to Ryan. He linked me with this girl that made stuff for his podcast. He has a dope podcast as well. It's called A Safe Space for Men. Fellas, dads, if you know any dad, if you know any man that, you know, wants to listen to a podcast, make sure they tune into him. Yeah, he linked me with the girl that made his shirts for his podcast. And she came through. I told her, like, we locked in. If we locked in, you know, switching up. Like, she made my shirts and she did what she had to do. She executed everything I asked her to do. And I love them. Thinking about selling them. So y'all can let me know if y'all want one. And if y'all, for my listeners, I know, I'm gonna post some of these clips. Don't be judging me on my braids, because Liquid Gold got the new growth growing, okay? But yeah, it's been great talking to you guys. I miss talking to you guys. And I will be back soon. I won't say, oh, next week, next month. Like, I won't say all that, but I will be back soon. So, until next time, I'm out.